In West Africa now, in Sierra Leone, there is peace, but it's a difficult peace. After enduring a long and savage civil war, many of the people there will never be the same. Thousands of men, women, and children are now amputees. Their limbs were chopped off during the war. They are now trying to rebuild their lives. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
A brilliant smile lights up the face of Maxwell Fauna as he comes flying across the white, sandy beaches of Freetown, the Sierra Leonean capital. Fauna skillfully dribbles the ball, eyeing the goalpost. But this is no ordinary game of Africa's favorite sport. Fauna and most of his soccer companions dart around the sandy grounds on crutches. The goalkeeper deflects incoming balls with a remaining thumb. The rest of his fingers were sawn off during the Civil War. They are just some of an estimated 1,500 to 6,000 amputees in Sierra Leone. Fauna, who was at high school at the time, lost his left leg 10 years ago.
It was a rebel that shot my leg. I was coming out from school, so as soon as they saw me with my uniform, they shot my leg. I fell down, so my leg was cut off. Now I only have a single leg.
Earlier, while doing physiotherapy exercises at a rehabilitation clinic in Freetown, Maxwell Fauna wept as he recalled his harrowing ordeal. He had to drop out of school and give up his dream of becoming a doctor.
I'm discouraged. Anytime I explain my problem, I cry. Because they spoil my education, I have nobody to help me, you see? That's why I feel very sad, you see?
Twenty miles from downtown Freetown is a resettlement centre built by the Norwegian Refugee Council. Lamine Dusujaka lives there among other amputees. He's chairman of the Amputees and War Wounded Association of Sierra Leone. Both Dusujaka's hands were hacked off during the war because he refused to hand over his 14-year-old daughter, Hannah, to a rebel and helped her escape. Punishment was swift. Executed on the root of a mango tree by a rebel leader who went by the name of Commanding Officer Cut Hands.
I was standing in the queue crying to them, telling them I am their brother. Don't amputate my hands, but they told me I'm not their brother. They forced my hands and chopped my left hand first and then the second one, the right hand first.
He survived only because the rebels left him for dead. At 48, Lamine Dusujaka is a bitter man. The amputees call themselves the forgotten victims. Dusujaka says they're discriminated against and many have been forced to resort to begging on street corners.
Where can we get jobs? Who can employ us?
Dusujaka gesticulated vigorously, emphasizing his two stumps for arms. He said the Sierra Leone government had failed to fully deliver on the promises of free education, medical care, and transportation on public buses. Human rights activist Emmanuel Safa Abdoulaye complained that more has been done to rehabilitate ex-fighters than amputees, and that the maimed had not received all the money due to them.
We went to the Anti-Corruption Commission. Who made complaints on behalf of the amputees, of the things that have gone wrong. Nothing has been done about it. People are just treating this issue as no issue at all.
Sierra Leone's social welfare minister, Shirley Bujama, says the government continues to honour pledges made to the amputees.
As far as the amputees, the ex-fighters are concerned, to say that nothing at all is being done, believe me, that cannot be true at all. Something is being done. It may not be targeting as many as we want them to target, but definitely it's going on.
Meanwhile, many of the amputees are struggling to help themselves. Maxwell Fauna, the young man, says organizing soccer games with fellow amputees makes him feel almost normal.
When I join my friends to play the amputee football, I feel nice at times. Because all of us are amputees. Rather than sitting down lonely like this, if I stay with my friends together, I will not feel bad.
With his Rasta twirls bouncing all over his head, Fauna and his friends chase a ball up and down the Freetown beach on their crutches, and they sing songs about peace in Sierra Leone. He says when he plays soccer, he feels like he's in heaven and can almost forget about the war. Ofebi Akustaton, NPR News.
Thank you. Thank you.